epiphanies.
Part of the community.
The next idea.
Good ideas normally come from the collision between smaller hunches so that they form something bigger than themselves.
For a child on the autism spectrum, there can be certain challenges to learning and engaging with the world. Our latest contributors to The Next Idea are on a team from the University of Michigan. They're developing exciting new technologies to help autistic children tackle those challenges. And as we're about to hear, one of these researchers has a very personal interest in this project. Sean Alquist is an assistant professor of architecture at the U of M Taubman College of Architecture and Urban Planning, and Leah Ketchinson is a postdoctoral fellow at the School of Kinesiology. Sean and Leah, so good to have you with us today on The Next Idea.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Sean, you've designed a fabric, a textile, that's actually a screen, and when someone touches it, it changes colors or projects images. This technology is being called social sensory surfaces. What is that? What does that mean?
So in the context of architecture, it really has to do with like how we interact with our environment. And the idea is to be as engaged as possible with that environment. So instead of being just a backdrop, it's actually a tactile, a sensory experience, and something which can also trigger and encourage social interaction within that space. So it's meant to be, you know, much more intimate, much more dynamic interaction between those that occupy the space and the materials that define the space.
And from your perspective in kinesiology, Leah, what does it mean?
Oh, that's a really interesting question, because I think that this, I feel like, is such an interesting project to bring in kinesiology. We have found that through individualized instruction, we can really maximize results in terms of what we see with motor delays in children with autism. But this is a way to have immediate feedback. So there's an opportunity to interact with the screen and then produce some type of feedback, which I think is going to be really, really satisfying for these children interacting with the screen.
All right, so what are we talking about when we say the screen? What have you come up with?
So my background research was long in developing textile-based structures, typically more of a conventional architectural scale, so kind of, you know, a canopy, an enclosure, something like that. But the transition point was when I came to Michigan, we were able to bring in a technology which enables us to design and manufacture our own textiles. So the idea of the screen was really about the textile and all the details in which we could build into that textile.
So cool things it could do as a youngster is on it. So you've been able to turn it into kind of a playscape?
Mm-hmm. Exactly, yep.
That is amazing. And Sean, your little girl inspired this research, didn't she?
Yeah, that's correct.
Tell us
correct.
About that.
So as I was doing all this research with textile, as we started to work further with this technology where we can make our own textiles, when you make something that is a fabric, the first thing you do is touch it. You pull on it, you feel it, you know, you're
push it.
You're buying the shirt at the store. The first thing you do is you see it, but really it's about what does it feel like? How does it stretch? How does it drape on your body? And then there was kind of this, you know, really amazing moment where I was like, you know what? My daughter is a very sensory driven, very tactile person. And I'm like, wow, I think I could connect the dots here. I was like, all this information that I've built up in terms of my research with textiles, and then all this information that I've built up in trying to understand my daughter and the things that challenge her, you know, there just came this moment of like, oh my God, I think I can make these things cross over and you know,
and really reach children on the autism
and
disorder.
Reach my daughter
disorder.
And, you
yes.
know, even reach beyond that. So.
And as you develop this playscape with this really fascinating textile, how are you seeing this, Leah, work in helping these children with ASD develop, let's say, fine and gross motor mm-hmm. skills?
Right. So we're actually just starting a research project looking at the effects of daily interaction with this screen and the outcome on fine motor movements as well as levels of physical activity. So we want to see if does sort of this daily, sort of 10 minutes a day, does it produce meaningful results in fine motor skills? So does it help the way penmanship? Will it help sort of being able to do up a button? So tasks that in children with autism are very difficult to achieve, we're going to see if whether sort of the effects of daily intervention with this environment can really produce meaningful results. We also want to look at the effect of physical activity, because we know in children with autism, they have fewer opportunities to engage in physical activity. And as a result, they really become more and more sedentary, so less physically active as they become older. So we're looking at ways in which we can sort of curb these trajectories early on in development, and we see this as an opportunity to really study the effects of these two major outcomes.
And I've got to imagine if you've got several children on this playscape, that then you're bringing in this idea of collaborative play that might not be mm-hmm. happening otherwise.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and that's one of the people we've been collaborating with is Anna Solomon from the Play Project, which was started here in Ann Arbor. And again, from our personal background, that was something we did, my wife and I with our daughter, we did the Play Project. So certainly it's always integrate some sort of social component into the activity. And the idea is, can we generate a sensory experience which allows the child to be comfortable and confident to then start to slowly integrate what are most often the most challenging aspects in autism, which is the social interaction.
And you're both here to extend a big invitation to parents of children with autism spectrum disorder to join you for something happening this coming Sunday at the Ann Arbor Hands-On Museum. And this is what you're talking about, testing this technology with children with a wide range of ASD-related sensory issues. So what is happening on Sunday morning?
On Sunday, this is our first chance to really put it in front of the children that it's targeting, that it's built for, and just see, you know, we will be kind of capturing the means in which they're interacting, so we can kind of step back later and see, you know, are they traveling all through the playscape? Are they working just in certain areas? Because those are the most interesting. You know, there's a whole nother layer of graphics which get projected onto the surface. Are those helpful, or are they actually end up being deterrents? So I think that's what's, from an architectural perspective, that's what's really interesting about this work is there's one level to kind of create the building, create mm-hmm. the environment, bring the materials together, and you know, the structure stands on its own. But it really has no meaning until we actually watch the kids play with it, see how, you know, what is the true value of the technology.
And we should note, space is limited, but you can sign up for this coming Sunday morning play session for children with autism spectrum disorder at the Ann Arbor Hands-On Museum by going to myturncommunity.org. Leah, when you think about the work that you and this team are doing today, what is your hope for the future?
So we know really the core deficits in children with autism are really in the social and communication domain. But I think from our perspective within the kinesiology world, we're really seeing that with the literature coming out, the motor domain are really among the first huge biomarkers that we feel are really delayed. And this is as early as 4 to 6 months old. We can start seeing low muscle tone and some asymmetry in motor movements. So this is, I think, our opportunity to provide a really unique perspective in addressing some of the challenges that we see in the motor aspect. But also, we really think that this is an opportunity to address the motor domain as well as the social domain, which really right now is considered one of the core deficits. So like Sean was sort of speaking about, we want to see if this environment can facilitate some type of peer interaction that really wouldn't be noticeable on a playground or in a community recreational sort of sports league. So we hope to sort of create an environment that's comfortable enough for them to engage with one another.
Sean, you certainly see this in your life with your daughter, but I'm sure you're looking outward too and thinking how great it would be to have this technology really click and be able to put these playscapes in schools all over the world.
That would be wonderful. I mean, I think it definitely starts from an understanding of my daughter, but also trying to learn more about her through developing these kind of architectures and technology. And of course, the hope is that it's, you know, extensible beyond that. I mean, that's, I think, one of the unique challenges, but also is built into our approach is, you know, this common phrase of when you've met one person with autism, you've met that one person with autism. It's very hard to kind of translate from one case to another. So, in the technology we're really trying to build, and this is, you know, our experience at the Hands-On Museum upcoming this weekend is our first chance to see this, kind of build in that level of variability so that each child can kind of find their comfortable place. They can, you know, find the one little corner that's comfortable for them or the color of the graphics that's comfortable for them and then be able to go from there.
Once again, the private, less stimulating time for children with autism spectrum disorder to experience the Ann Arbor Hands-On Museum and get out there and play on the Sensory Playscapes exhibit is this Sunday, July 10th, from 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. You can go to the Hands-On Museum's Facebook page, and you can look for My Turn, a sensory-friendly Sunday, and also sign up at myturncommunity.org. Sean Ahlquist with the U of M Taubman School of Architecture and Leah Ketchinson School of Kinesiology. We want to thank you so much for being part of The Next Idea.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Support for The Next Idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.